Blog Talk Radio.
Long just to create something that's the word that bless your heart. Oh, 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 oh.
Thank you.
I'm thinking, Inside I'm set me free. Yes, it set me free. Yeah. I know some people don't want him. I know some people don't need him. But I'm so glad he came into my heart. I say,
God is on the line. Father, we thank you. We praise you. We glorify your name. We honor you, Jesus, for this day. Truly, this is the day that you have made, and we are rejoicing. We are glad. We ask, oh God, that you would speak to us as you speak through your servant today. God, that you would use them, oh God, as the oracles of heaven here on earth by your spirit, oh God. God, touch their tongues, oh God. Touch their ears and their eyes of clear, that they might see and hear and speak your word, O God. Let it be none of them but all of you. And, Father, allow them to decrease that you might increase. Touch the ears and the hearts and the minds of your people in the north, the south, the east, and the west, that they might hear and not only hear, but understand, and not only understand, but activate the word in their lives, oh God. Lord, we just thank you today. We ask you to touch all those under the sound of my voice, even those that are suffering from this new virus that they say is hitting the United States and the world by storm, oh God. Lord, that means there's seven more to come. So if this is the third one, that means there's seven more to come. And if it's the fourth, that means there's six more to come. Lord God, because you're doing just what you did before. You never changed, oh God. Lord, we ask right now, God, that you touch the hearts and minds of the leadership of this nation and the nations, oh God, that they might be drawn to you, oh God. For your word declared that no one can come to you except you draw them. And Lord, we ask, oh God, that you would touch our children, our sons and daughters, and our grandchildren, oh God, that they might be protected from the evil one, oh God. Father, we are careful to give you all the glory and all the honor and all the praise in Jesus' holy name we have prayed. Come on in, Apostle and Bishop, and let the Lord use you both. Come on in.
Amen.
Amen.
We say amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that we are able to be on the line. Thank you, Lord, that we can open up our mouth and praise you and say thank you, Lord, and worship you in so many ways, God, in all our ways, God. Lord God, we worship you in all our ways, God. Help us to worship you. And we come to worship on this line as we give of ourselves to the Lord. So once again, I said thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord, for our overseer, our apostle. God bless you. We thank God for my husband, Bishop James Washington. I thank God for all of you people of God. Thank God for Apostle Millie Jefferson, Deacon Frazier. We thank God for all of the people who may be on the line. Hallelujah. Today, we are grateful for all of God's people. We are grateful that we are in company with the people of God. Amen. Some I know and some I don't know. But praise God. God knows us all. He knows us. He knows our name. He knows what we're all about. He knows where we've been and where we're going to go to. And so we thank God that we are on the line with the all-knowing Savior. Hallelujah. Let's get Pastor Jefferson on here.
Now I hear her voice. Yep. Okay, bye-bye, brother.
Yes, hello? I hadn't put you in, but I've already introduced everybody that I know that be on the line. I haven't heard Deacon Frazier yet, but normally he comes in. But let's hear the word of God. Hallelujah. Our topic today is resting in the power of God.
Amen. Hallelujah.
We got to rest in it. Hallelujah. When we rest in it, we have the peace of God. Hallelujah. And in that peace, we know that God is there for everything concerning our lives, not just anything. Nothing is too small for God. Nothing is too great, too big for God to be involved. He's involved in every area of our lives. So let's go. We're gonna be going to 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 20. We're going to go there. We are talking about the power of God. Essentially, that's what we're talking about, the power of God. Got to rest in Jesus. And we're going to go to 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 20. If you go there with me, it's a really short scripture. It is read, and I'm reading from the New Living Translation, "For the kingdom of God is not just a lot of talk. It is living by God's power." Mm-hmm. Living by God's power. Rest. When you're living by God's power, living by the word of God, because that's where his power is, because he is the word, the power is in God.
Amen.
Then you are resting in God. Even when it doesn't feel good when things are going on in our lives, but we're still resting in Jesus, resting in him, because we know he's got that. And we know that his power overrides everything that could possibly be going on in our lives. Because all things, nothing is impossible. But also nothing is impossible for God to take care of. Amen?
Amen.
All things are possible for God to take care of. Amen. And so praise God. Let's get started. I know this year and last year has been tumultuous. It has been very difficult for many people, grievous, and people are suffering in so many ways. We have storms. We've had tornadoes. And y'all know, it's just been so much devastation around the world. And so we have experienced, even as of late, the people are experiencing so much is going on, especially after the storm Ida, still feeling the brunt of Ida. Their homes are destroyed, you know, so keep people lifted up and pray for the people around the world who are touched by the storm and touched by the virus. You know, we got to touch everything in prayer. We can touch people with prayer. We can touch their lives with prayer. Hallelujah. And sometimes life, it would seem like your life, it's like if you ever been on a roller coaster. I like riding a roller coaster, but I don't think I'll ride them anymore. I don't know if my heart can take the roller coaster right now. But I used to really love to ride the roller coaster, and it goes on those twists and those turns. If you've ever been on a roller coaster, it takes you real high. And, you know, life can, you can be on a high in life where everything is just going really, really well. And then all of a sudden, whoop, back down again. And I mean real fast. Things can happen so fast. You feel like your life is on a roller coaster. You're way up there, and then whoop, all the way down you go. And you're back down to the ground. Mm-hmm. However, not in God. Not in God. Not in God, because God will keep us going.
Amen.
Even through those times when we feel like the rug has been pulled from under us, and we get this news or something happens, or something is going on, and it's beyond our control. There's nothing we can do about it. But there's one thing we can't do about anything about it naturally, but spiritually, we begin to call on the Lord, call on the name of Jesus Christ, and he will show up. He will show up. Matter of fact, he's already there, but then you begin to see his hand at work. You may not see it right away, but then you got to see it in the spirit and know that God is there with you. I remember some years ago when I was just a young girl, and I wanted to go live with my aunt. And I said, I can't be without her. I got to go live by her. I want to go by her for the summer, because she just got married, so I knew she wouldn't be around as much. So I wanted to spend the time with her. She was my favorite aunt. And one night, man looking at me through a window, and oh, my God, I screamed. And when I screamed, they came running. She and her husband, and they called my name. Tallulah, which that was my name to her, or Lula. Tallulah, what's the matter? What's wrong? They ran to me. And suddenly I felt safe. I screamed, and I knew they were there, and they came running. Well, that's the same way it is with God. That's how I feel about God. When something is going on, I know he's there, and I feel protected. I felt protected, you know. I felt protected because I knew they loved me, and I knew that nothing could harm me. But when I seen that man peeping through that window, I was absolutely terrified. And just, I was only maybe about 6 or 7 years old. And so imagine that. When a child see a stranger, a peeping Tom, peeping through the window. And I know I wasn't dreaming. But anyway, we have the Lord. The Lord is there for us. When
Amen.
Things happen and we feel terrified, we feel, and don't say you never felt afraid. I mean, a lot of people say, oh, no, I'm never scared. I've never been afraid. That's not true. I know it's not true. because there are things that's going to happen, and we're going to be afraid. We get afraid. We don't get afraid to the point where, you know, we know nothing can be done about it because we know we have God. When you know you have God on your side, then you know that God is there, the one that to lean on. He's the one that you can count on to be there to keep you safe. So let's go to this scripture since we're talking about that. Let's go to Psalm chapter 18. Let's go to Psalm chapter 18, verse 2.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. There's Deacon Frazier. Thank you, Deacon. The Lord, it reads, the Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer. My God, my strength in whom I will trust. My shield and the horn of my salvation. My stronghold. See, we read these words, and it's not just the words like I started out talking. It's not just words. God's power is not just a word. He is the word. We have to look at God as the word because that's who he is. So we have treasure. There is treasure in the word of God. Hallelujah. And we got to treasure that word. We have to say to ourselves and know that God is my treasure. He's in me. He's with me to take care of me. He's with me to keep me safe. No matter what's going on, I'm safe in God. I am with God, and he is with me.
Amen.
You abide in me, he said, and I'll abide in you. And so no matter where I go, God is with me. No matter where you go, God is with you when you know him like that. When you know him like that. So when we read these words, it jumps off the page at us. It's very personal. He says, my rock, my fortress, my deliverer, my God, my strength. See, my shield. David makes it personal. My shield in the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. You see, he's saying that God is my security. We all need that security in our lives, and there's no security like God. There's no security company. There's no security guard. There's nobody like God. He's your security. He said he has promised us in his word, peaceful habitations and secure dwellings. That's what he said. So I'm secure in my home, even though I don't have an alarm on my home. And I'm not against anybody who's got alarms. My husband want to get one. And I'm like, no, we don't need that. We have the angels around our house. And nothing is going to happen to us in our home because we have the angels of the Lord. That's how I feel about it. And I'm not going to change that. Whenever he want to get this alarm, he can get it. You know, we know times have changed drastically. We know it's extremely evil out there. He feels like we need to have this alarm. Some folks feel like they got to have guns and they got to have weapons. I don't feel that way. I have the weapon of the word of God. And I believe God is going to protect me wherever I go, whatever house I am in, any building, because he's proven that to me, y'all. He has let me know I am with you. There's nobody that can protect you like God. And so I told that little story because that's how I feel about God. I feel like I'm standing on the shoulders of God. I'm sitting on the shoulders of God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I'm resting in my Lord. Hallelujah. And that's the way we all should feel. And we all should know that God is with us always. When you know that, then you know without a shadow of a doubt that my God is going to take care of me. We shouldn't spend too much of our energy and time worrying when we know that we have the Lord. If we're spending too much time worrying, spending too much energy and too much time on focusing on our problems and not focusing on God, something is wrong with that picture. Although things can come and zap us right quick, but we soon get that, you know, we'd be like, okay, let me get a grip here. I know God is with me. Let me get a grip here because the enemy wants you to believe that everything that's happening to you is going to destroy you. you know, and all of that. So we don't want to go there. But you quickly come to your senses when something is going on and you'll be like, okay, I know everything is okay. I got God. It seems like everything is changing extremely fast. Matter of fact, it is. It doesn't seem like it anymore. Everything is changing real fast. But we can't get our priorities mixed up. We got to understand that God is not going to leave you. So we got to depend on God for our peace that we need. So we got to know that God will give us that stability and know that by faith we are stable in God. And we got to not allow our feelings to just take over. We have to allow the word of God to take over. Through all of our time, whatever we're going through, each day, just know that God is right there. So what do we do when we feel? What can we do? I'm talking about all the time. Pray and give it to God. I know you've heard it many times before, but we got to keep saying it. Hallelujah. So heaven, the Spirit kicks in. He's there, but when we have a relationship with the Holy Spirit, when something goes on, he will calm you. Even though you get excited or scared, don't know which way to turn, God will keep you calm. You say, Holy Spirit, help me. That's what I do. And then you start to calm down. He will remind us that he is there with us, the Holy Spirit. He reminds us of the truth. The truth of the matter is God is our strong tower, just like David said. And David made it personal. Do you know him as your strong tower? Do you know him as your protector, your provider? Do you know him as your teacher? Do you know him like that? He will make himself known to you if we just continue to call on the name of Jesus. He will remind us of the truth. He will remind us of the word. The word of God will come to us. Every need, it will come to us. When something comes in to try to intercept our faith, to try to intercept what we already know, what do? We start calling on the name of the Lord, speaking the word of God, and God will lift us up. All we got to do is humble ourselves. Hallelujah. I remember in the word of God, the widow of Nain. She had all of these feelings. She was a widow. She told herself too many times to count. But she told herself that she knew the Lord. You know, we tell ourselves, we know the Lord is with us. We know that the Lord is going to take care of us. But when her only son dies, that's another thing. But then Jesus will show up. Jesus shows up. When he shows up, that overwhelming feeling that we have, it goes away. It goes away. And we begin to rest. We say, okay, God, I know you're here. And I'm just going to be calm. I wonder if you remember some times like that, those moments when you say to yourself, okay, God, I know you're here. I'm just going to relax. I'm just going to rest in you. And you say that because I know Jesus, he sees this situation. He's already on it. He's seen it before it ever started, before it ever came. We stop and we say, okay, God, thank you. I know you're here. The widow of Nain did not ask for Jesus' help, but Jesus sees her.
Amen.
He sees her loss. Hallelujah. He sees our losses. He sees our pain. He's already felt our pain. He's already felt everything we can go through.
Amen.
He sees her need. He sees her suffering. He sees what her life would be like. Already he's seen it. He knew she would be a widow. He knew this would happen to her. Already a widow now without her only son. And Jesus sees that she has said one too many times, this is what it is, and this is what it's always been. Have you ever felt that way? This is what it is. This is how it always has been. Every time you look around, there's something going on. Every time you look around, I'm getting some kind of news I don't want to hear. Every time you look around, somebody acting a fool. Every time you look around, somebody is sick.
Amen.
It's always been this way.
It is.
And some people will be saying, that's how it's been my life. But when we learn to depend on the rock, when we depend on the one that sets us, like you, that little child, because we're God's little children. We're all going to be little children to God, his sons and his daughters. And when you begin to reach back and look back, you can move forward. You can move forward and you begin to speak the word of God. You begin to say like David, you're my rock, huh? My God. Hallelujah. You're my strong tower. You're my everything, God, and I can depend on you. So Jesus says that this attitude of it's always been that way. No. Even though you're feeling overwhelmed, even though you're feeling like, I don't know where to go, I don't know where to turn, I've been dropped down like that roller coaster of life. I was way up, and now I'm way down. Mm-hmm. But Jesus said, you don't have to feel like, it's not like you feel. That's what I want to say. It's not like we feel. It does not have to be what it is and what it's always been. Because when we can remember when we didn't have the Lord, the way it used to be, we didn't even think about, let me call on the name of the Lord. Let me call on the name of Jesus.
Right.
That was before we were saved. And it used to be, let me just do what I know to do, what I know to do. I know to, when something rattle me, when something get on my nerves, some people go get a drink.
Mm-hmm.
Some people go get a cigarette and a drink.
That's right.
Some people go get a fix. Some people go get some sex.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't change the situation. Amen. Can you all hear me good?
I can.
Amen. Amen.
You're loud. So we want to have a fix. We need a fix now.
Yes.
Dance at the club. We need to go with our friends. We need to get happy. We need to feel happy. But this thing that's going on right now, I don't know which way to turn. But it used to be that way. But when you get to know Jesus, you change that way. When you get to know Jesus, he's the one that you call on for a fix. He's the one that you call on to get it. He's the one that you call on and say, Lord, he's the one that can restore things. He's the one that's the rock. If nobody else is the rock. So we heard, he's my rock. They used to call my mama the rock because she was so strong. No matter what came her way, always standing up. And she would look wonderful. But when you get to know the Lord, you know why it was. Because so Jesus is our source. Jesus came over to the widow of this is a resurrection moment. It's a resurrection moment. Hallelujah. You see, when Jesus shows up and sees you, well, what it is and what it always been changes to this is what it can be. Hallelujah. Everything is going to change. That overwhelming feeling that we had is going to change. As Christians, we may think that we're not supposed to admit it that when life feels overwhelming, does that mean that my faith is weak? No. It's my experience? No. Because we're human. because we have these feelings, hallelujah. And we have the faith that we can depend on, hallelujah. We as Christians want to believe that we got so much spiritual swagger, and we do have a lot of power. We got the power of God, but it's to the point where we've been trained to say, oh, no, I'm never afraid. Oh, no, I'm never feeling overwhelmed. I don't know about y'all, but I have felt overwhelmed in my walk with God.
Amen.
I have felt overwhelmed. I have felt at times when I was at my wit end. I was emotionally, I've been in that emotional state like I was in some kind of wreckage for a minute. Not for long, though, because once you know that God is there, it's not going to be for long. You're going to get the help that you need. The help is already there, and we just have to rest in Jesus Christ, rest in his power. That's what this sermon is all about. Jesus is about, he knows all about us. Our God, as I said, he sees us, and he looks favorably on us. Hallelujah. Well, it's because when we know that he does that, it's because we've been transformed. Our mind is on the things of God. Our mind is on what we know God has already done. We look back at what he's already done, and we can move forward. Hear me. We do look back. We don't look back at the way we used to be. We look back at some of the circumstances that happened, and then God was there to bring us out. When our back was against the wall, he was there to rescue us. When our soul was dead, he resurrected our soul from the dead. Amen?
Amen.
He came and he resurrected us. And he'll resurrect us over and over again. He'll get us out of situations that we cannot get out of on our own. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God will transform the situation. He's the only transformer that I really know. We can watch all these transforming movies and we can do all kinds of stuff. But guess what? Nobody is a transformer like God. Nobody can do you like Jesus. Jesus is going to show up, and when you know that you know, like David knew, that he's my shepherd and I shall not want, David put that my in it. He's my treasure is what David was saying. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we got to stay faithful. We got to stay faithful. Even though the sisters, they were afraid. Martha and Mary, they were afraid. Lazarus died. Lazarus in the tomb dead. Jesus hadn't showed up yet. He was going to show up on the fourth day. Sure enough, he was dead and sinking by now. He had a sin. But when Jesus showed up, changed, didn't it? Hallelujah. He called Lazarus from the grave, and the grave clothes had to drop off. He resurrected Lazarus. Hallelujah. And from their eyes, they saw the miracle. Glory be to God. And I've seen quite a few myself. So I know what I'm talking about today, that I can rest in the rock. I'm not telling you I don't cry. I'm not telling you that I didn't fall to the floor when I heard some terrible news about a gunman in my husband's home. They could have all been killed. But God, Jesus showed up. Jesus was there. Hallelujah. Prayer was already said. Jesus already knew this was going to happen. And Jesus showed up, and they could not shoot anybody.
Thank you, Lord.
They could not shoot our children. Hallelujah. Because God would not allow it to happen. I'm telling you what I've experienced with God. Over and over and over again. They say, well, why are you always going through a whole lot of stuff? You know how I feel about it? It's because I know Jesus.
Amen.
It's because the enemy is mad.
Mm-hmm.
But every time something bad happens, God comes right in there and shows me I'm still with you.
Amen.
I'm still with you. I'm not going to leave. I never left. while the situation was going on. I was right there. So it's not like it used to be. I'm not alone. I know he's with me. And, you know, we got this kind of thing going. I want to get back to that, y'all. I got this spiritual stuff going on with me. And I got it all going on. And I ain't going to never fall. I'm not going to never scream out and cry. Hey, shut that up. Where's your faith? Oh, I've been told that. Where's your faith? Come on now. Come on now. Dry that up. Come on now. Get up from there. You get up. While I was down on the floor, Jesus was right there with his hand upon me.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. While I was crying, he was storing up my tears in a bottle in heaven.
Yeah.
Even my tears are important to God. See, I know I'm not alone. I might be on the floor.
All right now.
And I was screaming. Oh, yeah, I was screaming. Mm-hmm. You know what I was screaming? Jesus. Save my children.
Hallelujah.
I was on the floor, but I was screaming, Jesus. Save my children. Oh, my God. And I was crying. And my husband was saying, Bishop was saying, honey, come on now. Come on now, honey. It's all right. It's all right. I know it's all right because I already know I got Jesus. But my emotion, my love for my children, my love for my family, when you love, these things are going to hurt you. You ain't got so much swagger that you got it so going on that you're not supposed to cry, that you're not supposed to be afraid of something. Would you be afraid if somebody put a gun to your head? What do you think? How would you feel? Do you think you'd be wetting your pants? Do you think that you'd be soiling your clothes? Some people might pass out or beg for that person, please don't kill me. Do you think you'd be having some fear? But what you're going to do while it's happening, when you have a relationship, when you're resting in the power of God, you know that power of God is more powerful than a bullet. That bullet could actually hit your head and not kill you.
My Lord.
My God. The story, he said the bullet went right across the top of his head. They were trying to rob him. And the bullet. He said the gunman was right in his face, wanted to shoot him in the head, and that bullet went straight across the top of his head. And the gunman ran off, terrified, because that bullet was supposed to go in his head. I'm talking about when Jesus shows up. He's going to show up when we're resting in the power, even when we didn't know the Savior, even when we didn't know about him. God was there keeping us from destruction, keeping us from diseases, unprotected sex. You could have had a disease. You could have had syphilis and died. You could have had AIDS and died. You could have had all kinds of diseases and died. You could have been killed in that car wreck. All these things could happen, but the mercy of God was on you. God's mercy was being poured out because God had a plan for your life. God didn't have no plan for us to be destroyed. His plan is for us to have life and life more abundantly. We can rest in his power. That's what this sermon is all about. Jesus sees the situation as already done, already taken care of. It's not always what it used to be because I'm not alone anymore. When things crash down and the rug is pulled out from under me, I'm not alone anymore. I know I got God and I can call on him because now he has built up my trust in him. He has built up my faith and my confidence in the word of God. Hallelujah. So I do have some swagger, but not to the point where I'm foolish and believe that, oh, I better not cry. Oh, I better not fall to the floor. Oh, I better not get to shake. Somebody come and tell you something happened to your child. Or something like I heard the gun about the daughter-in-law say, this man is going to kill us. And I said, oh, no, he won't. And then I scream. Oh, no, he won't. And I'm on the floor calling on the name of Jesus Christ, calling on the one that I know will protect them. I know he's going to keep them, and they're all alive today. Amen?
Amen.
So, God, yes, God will handle all things, and all things are possible with God. Yes, even the awful things that happen in life. Although we often try to encourage each other with this, you've got this. You got this.
Amen now.
The truth is, come on, I want to tell y'all somebody might agree with me, but I'm telling y'all, the truth is sometimes we don't. Oh, I got this. Better have some Jesus. Have some Jesus because he got you. He got all that because he is all that and more. That's right, Bishop.
Hallelujah.
So at times these circumstances really overwhelm us. And that's why it's important for us to know what to do when you feel so like everything is in turmoil, everything is a mess. Oh, God, what am I going to do, God? No, we ought to be saying, God, I know you got this. God, I know you got me. God, I know you're going to do something. I know you're going to come, and I know you're going to show up. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Things that happen in life is tough, but we have some joyous occasions, and those joyous occasions have us up there. Oh, everything is going smooth. Everything is going well. And as soon as something comes that's bad, 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 it's just like it knocks the wind out of our sails, knocks the wind out of our sails. It knocks the wind out of us, my God. But God, God got the strength to get us through. He gives us the strength to get us through. There's nothing wrong with admitting that what we are going through is hard. It's hard for us, but it ain't hard for God. Some people will say, why are you saying it's so hard? No, it's not hard. It's hard for me. I can't do it by myself. But I know God can do it. I know because I rest in his power.
Yes.
We're going through this hard thing, and it's beyond our own ability. And it seems like I don't know how I'm going to get through this. I just don't know how. But when we know that it's not the way it used to be, when we know that we got Jesus Christ, then we just rely on him. We rely on that power that lives within us. We quickly come. We quickly come. I know Apostle Noah what I'm talking about. Y'all know what I'm talking about on this phone. But a lot of people won't admit it, that I was scared,
Jesus.
That I felt trapped.
That's so true.
The emotion run away with us, but not for long, because the Holy Spirit, we kick in. The Holy Spirit empower us. The Holy Spirit lets us know, I'm here. You hear that voice of God? I'm here. I'm with you. And as a Christian, we know that my God is not going to leave us. So we never should get to the point where we feel like it is the way it used to be. But no, Jesus shows up and everything changes. When Jesus is in your life, you got the power of God to respond. Amen?
Amen.
So let's talk about these Israelites a little bit. When the Israelites were facing the enemies, waiting for them in the promised land, remember those giants? Well, we do have giants in life. We have things that happen that's way bigger than us. Way bigger than us. Jesus already conquered death. Jesus conquered everything that we could go through. He did that on the cross, conquered it all. So all we got to do is remember that. But the Israelites were there with God. God was taking care of them in that wilderness. God didn't tell them, you got this. Did you ever hear God say, you got it? Who I'm talking to? Did you ever hear God tell you, you got this? I never heard him tell me that I got this.
All right now.
Oh, you got this situation. You can handle this by yourself. No, I ain't never heard him say that.
Okay.
He tell you, I got you. I got you. I'm going to hold you up. I'm going to keep you safe. I'm going to surround you with my shield.
Amen now.
You're going to be like David. You're going to be saying, you my shield, God. You my buckler, God.
All right now.
You are my rock. I can lean on you. Hallelujah. I can trust you, God, because I know your word is true. This is what you're going to start saying. But don't let nobody put you down and say, oh, where's your faith and all that, and question your faith. So let's go to the scripture in Deuteronomy chapter 9, verse 1. Let's get to some more scriptures here. Today you are about to cross the Jordan. This is God talking. Today you are about to cross the Jordan to go and drive out nations greater and stronger than you, with large cities fortified to the heavens. Now, that's not that. Does that sound like God is telling you you got it? Does that sound like a pep talk?
Jesus.
You just heard what I read. He's telling them, you're about to cross the Jordan and go and drive out nations. And they're like, huh? Drive out nations greater and stronger than you. And then, to me, that ain't no pep talk. Not to me. It sounds like God is giving you the facts. God is letting you know just what you're going to be facing.
My Lord.
Just what you're going to be facing. But see, Israel, vulnerable, because they were steady talking negative. They were steady talking and complaining against God. They weren't being built up in their faith because they wasn't trusting God enough. Anytime you're going to tell Moses, we might as well go back to Egypt, because they got better stuff for us to eat in Egypt than God's manna that he's sending every day. And that's how we, that's how many people go back to the world. Well, it was better in the world. I didn't have all this trouble. Mm-hmm. I didn't have all of this happening to me in the world when I was in the world. Now I got God, and all it seemed like all hell and broke loose. Why? Because now the devil going to fight you. That's why. He going to fight you now because you left his camp and you went into Camp Jesus.
Amen.
And so now he's going to fight you. That's why it's like that. But it's not the way it used to be, because you're not alone. Jesus is going to show up in all your situations, and you're going to know, I can rely on the power of God. I can rest in his power.
Mm.
So the last thing they needed to hear, the last thing, the things we don't never want to hear, we don't want to hear nothing tragic. We don't want to hear nothing about no hard stuff. We want life to just be smooth sailing. We want everything to go along just right. We don't want all of that. We just want everything to be just good and great and beautiful. But see, once we get the mindset that God is great, God is beautiful, God is my everything, then all of that other stuff won't make us crumble. I'm not going to crumble. I'm not going to lay down and die because something happened. I'm not going to get depressed to the point where I don't want to live no more. Why? Because when you got Jesus, you're going to call on him, and you are going to rely on that power within. That's what changes. You have a relationship with the Lord. So the last thing they wanted to hear was that they're going to be facing this trouble. But God never told you to believe in yourself. He didn't say believe in yourself. He's not telling us today to believe in ourselves. He told them to believe in him. And this is what he said. Deuteronomy chapter 9, verse 3. This is God talking. The Lord your God will cross over, listen, ahead of you as a consuming fire. Ooh, he will devastate and subdue them before your eyes, before you. They're going to see God's hand at work. God is telling them, I am with you. You don't have to be afraid, but you don't stay afraid. But when you hear that, you're going to be facing this. And you go, oh, my God. Lord Jesus, have mercy on me. Lord Jesus, protect me. Lord Jesus, protect my family. Lord Jesus, this pandemic is so terrible, God. We need you to protect us, God. When I was in that hospital with my son, they had COVID patients all around me. But I had to go in the power of God. Yes. I had to rest in the power. You know, I didn't want to go and be, nobody want to be around all in the hospital with all of this COVID all over the place. When I got sick, I had to go in the hospital. And people were coming in and couldn't breathe. And I was sitting right there, not by myself, though. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So I went and did what I knew I had to do. Hallelujah. I did what I had to do. I had to go. I'm compelled to go. Why? With no afterthought. I got to go, but I'm going with Jesus. Glory be to God. Jesus shows up. Matter of fact, Jesus hadn't already showed up in that room. Jesus was already in that room. So this is a terrible scene that I was facing in that hospital. It's terrible. It's really awful. And I took a picture of my son so he can always go back to that picture and see himself at that door. There's no way that I could have conquered that circumstance or that enemy of death by myself. There was no way I could do that. When I went resting in the power of God. Resting. When I watched my husband dying before my eyes, I was resting in the power of God.
Jesus.
His eyes were going back in his head. He was dying. But I was resting in the power of God. I screamed, Jesus.
Yes.
Jesus, help my husband. And I began to pace that hospital, those hospital floors, and people would look at me like I was a crazy, weird lunatic. Because when people don't know the Lord and you start doing all that, they think you're a lunatic.
Mm-hmm.
Glory to God. It's a long one. So I would show up. So there's no way I knew. There was no way. I wasn't going to be able to do this. I knew Jesus was there. When I laid hands on my son, that was the hands of God. God was just using me as a vessel.
Amen.
That's probably a delivery. Oh, that's the refrigerator, man? Okay. All right. Let me get my strength button. I'm going to go in the refrigerator, man. Excuse me, people of God. Oh. Okay, I'm back. All right. Okay. All right, let's get back. I'm in another room now. Can y'all hear me?
Yes.
Oh, Lord. So I'm talking about depending on God, relying on the power of God, resting in the power of God. We got to stop depending on ourselves.
Amen.
Depend on God for everything. Here's what to do. That's what you got to do when you feel overwhelmed, when you feel scared, when you're tired and you feel there's no more strength and you feel like can't go on. I know what I'm talking about.
All right now.
God knows I love the Lord. He know I love him. And he know I got faith in him.
Yes.
But I have an unshakable faith. I'm telling y'all, my faith is unshakable.
All right now.
Some people will say, oh, that's boasting. No, I'm boasting on God because of what God has done in my life, what God has shown me. He has shown me the power that we're working with. He has let me know about the treasure in this earthen vessel, in this clay pot. I'm just a clay pot.
My.
That God has is molding and still molding and shaping. I'm only his vessel.
but I know about the power. I know how to depend on the power of God. Not only will he help you, but he's going to accomplish exactly what he wants to happen. Hear me. It's what God want to happen. And that's why I always say, God, have your way, Lord. Have your way with me, God. I don't want it with my way no more. Do what you will with me. Do what you will with my family, my husband. Do what you will with the finances. Whatever you say, God, it's all right because we trust him. People always, oh, I got this. We got to admit how weak we are. And when we admit that we're weak, because God already told us we're weak, am I right about it?
Amen.
He said, you are weak and I am strong. It doesn't necessarily mean that we're in this deep despair and we can't come out. It doesn't mean that.
Right.
But what it means when we admit that we're weak, when we admit that we're weak, we're saying to God, you're strong, God, and we come to our senses.
Mm-hmm.
We quickly come to our senses. When the enemy is trying to do these things, these devastating things, we're going to quickly come to our senses. We're going to quickly call on the name of the Lord. It's going to be quick. Because if it's not quick, he could take over. You know, they got people that get bad news and they drop dead.
Amen.
I know it's an amen.
Amen now.
Hallelujah. They hear bad news and it's over.
They ain't take it.
They can't take it. But see, when God shows up, hallelujah.
Yeah, Lord.
You already know he's able to handle it.
Yes.
I put my faith and trust in him. It's called unshakable faith. You can't let the devil shake you up to the point where you can't mumble, you can't murmur a word of God. You can't get the word out of your mouth.
Jesus.
We got to be able to get that word out of our mouth. That's our sword. That's what we fight with. We fight the word of God, and God is fighting the battle. But the word, when he hears you speaking that word, when the angels hear you speaking the word of God, they go to work.
Yes, yes, yes.
They go to flying. They go to
Lord.
You don't want your angels to have no dust on their wings. You don't want your angels just standing by just looking. You want your angels to go on to work for you.
Yes, right now.
They're your servants. God has given them charge over you to keep you in all your ways.
Yes, Lord.
They've already been given to you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So this thing that people say, oh, you got it. Oh, Jesus got it.
Yes, right now. He
Jesus
got it.
When we realize God is the only one we can depend on, then we are wise.
Yes, yes, yes.
Now we got some sense, because before that we was crazy.
Don't know.
Before that, we was blind, crippled, and crazy.
Yes, yes, yes.
Because when you're not walking in the ways of God, you're crippled.
Sure enough.
When you can't see Jesus, you're blind.
Mm-hmm.
When you can't hear him, you're deaf.
Hear the truth now.
And your soul is dead.
Hallelujah.
The soul got to be resurrected by the power of God.
Yes, yes, yes.
Hallelujah. We need some resurrection power. And when you know you got that resurrection power, you say to yourself all the time, I thank you, God.
Yes, Lord.
Because I know I can rest in you.
Yes, Lord.
He said, do not let your heart be troubled.
Jesus.
He never said you wasn't going to get afraid.
That's
why
right.
Does God tell us over 300 and something times in his word, do not fear?
Hmm?
Why is he telling us that? Because he knows that things can happen that can make us scared.
That's right.
Like I said, if you got a gun in front of your face, nobody in this world going to make me believe a lie that says that I wasn't scared.
Mm-hmm.
Or when you know a loved one is laying up there fighting for their life.
Oh, amen now.
You get weak in your knees.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Lord.
And that pain hits your heart.
Because
See, I suffered with that boy, my firstborn. And when I tell you I suffered, I was in the hospital for more than just a couple of days. It was a couple of months.
Jesus.
And I developed toxemia that almost killed me.
Mm-mm-mm.
I had to get shot in my buttock. I had to get these injections every day. And I stayed in the hospital. Not just get your bag, it's time to go. No, I was in the hospital for a couple of months. And I was told that I wasn't going to live and neither the baby.
Mm-mm-mm.
I was told by the doctors to abort him because we wasn't going to make it. He wasn't going to make it. All I did was put myself in some insurance and kept my baby.
My, my, my.
That's what I did. That was when I was very young. I was only 18 years old, still a child. But I was determined. And that's before I had a relationship with God. I knew about Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
I knew about Jesus. I went to Catholic school. They teach you about Jesus. They don't teach you about the Holy Spirit. But they teach you about Jesus, all about the miracles and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
But I was calling on the name of Jesus every day. I didn't have that relationship, that's all. Let's move on. So, this is my firstborn. And now, I have to look at him in this condition. But I tell you what, I wrote in my notes before I left home. I wrote down, my son shall live to declare the glory of God.
All right now.
I wasn't crying that much that I couldn't write.
Yeah.
I put it in my phone.
Yes, Lord.
I wrote it down. My son shall live to declare the glory of God.
Yes, yes.
God heard me.
Yes,
he heard my cry. He heard the cries of the saints who was praying with me.
Yes.
Ooh, yeah, I wasn't just praying by myself. I know y'all was praying. I know y'all went to water same day and continued to war for him, interceding for him and for us, the family. So, you see, we got to realize he's the only one.
The only one.
So I don't know about you, but I'm not going to try to fake it to make it.
Come on now.
I'm not going to tell myself. I'm not going to fool myself and say that this is not a bad thing that's happening, because it is. It was a bad. It was terrifying.
Yes.
It was very bad. Instead, I will begin to call on my good senses, call on the name of the Lord. My good sense tells me that I need the Lord.
Yes, Lord.
That's my good sense.
Mm-hmm.
He's the one who can strengthen me.
Yes,
he
Lord.
He strengthened me, and he delivered me from that little temporary feeling that I had.
Jesus.
It was only temporary. And I quickly, the tears dried up. Because, see, again, I say it's called unshakable faith. And that faith comes through training. That trials and the fire of God.
That's right.
That's where that faith comes from.
Every
time you go through something and God deliver you, it just gives you a little more of that faith.
Yes, yes,
hallelujah.
Yes.
It gives you some more. It strengthens that faith even the more. And then you can look back so you can move forward. You can look back and say, okay, God. This is another one for you, El Shaddai. This is another one for Jehovah Rapha. This is another one for my provider. This is for you, God. You're going to be able to do it, God. I'm going to stand and do all to stand on your word, God. I'm going to depend on you because I know I'm resting in your power.
All right, now.
I call on my Holy Spirit.
Yes, Lord.
See, just like with the children of Israel, he goes before us. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Everything that will keep us from trusting him.
Yes, yes, yes.
He helps us to conquer that.
Mm,
hallelujah. Mm. God will give us what we need, and he's going to bring us out to the other side.
Yeah,
not
Lord.
Because we're worthy, not because we're so strong, but because he's merciful, powerful, and great.
Yeah.
That's the reason. So when you're feeling like that, when this news comes, We got to get alone with God. When I say get alone with God, you might be on a bus. You might be in a car. You might be in a hospital, but you're still alone with God because you're talking to God in your spirit.
Yeah.
I'm having a conversation with God on my way to the hospital, on my way, even when my son had meningitis that could have taken him out. I was laying my hands on him in the ambulance.
Jesus.
And you know, meningitis, most people don't come back from that.
Don't know.
Again, he was dying. Oh, my God.
Glory
be. In the hospital, I wasn't afraid. I didn't have no gloves on. At that time, there was no pandemic, but I didn't have no mask on. Meningitis is extremely contagious. I wasn't thinking about that. All I was doing was praying and speaking the word of God over my son, laying hands on him.
Mm-hmm.
Came through by the power of God.
Mm-hmm.
That devil is not going to be able to shake the faith of a believer who's relying on the power of God. He won't be able to shake it. You might get shaken up, but not your faith.
Jesus.
Your flesh might get shaken up a little bit, but not your faith, because that faith is still there. And you'll be thinking about, God, I remember when you did that miracle. God, I remember when you healed my husband. God, I remember when you healed my son. God, I remember when you gave my granddaughter a miracle. I remember, God, the miracles that I've seen you do with my own eyes.
Yes, Lord.
I remember when I didn't have no money and you gave me everything I needed. I only needed Jesus.
Hallelujah.
He's the only one that always come through, never leaving you forsaken.
If we say it.
I remember when I needed a miracle in my finances.
Yes, Lord.
I went into the bathroom, because I go to the bathroom a lot. You know, in the bathroom, we pray in the bathroom, we sing in the shower, we do all that.
That's right.
In my heart, I know I can see God anywhere. So I go in the bathroom and I'm on the floor. I'm crying. It's not coming all out my nose. I'm crying. God, what am I going to do? God, what is this? Said you were going to take care of me. God, I'm a new believer now. I'm still on milk. And God told me what to do. I heard his voice so clear. See, he was shaping me. He was showing me what faith is all about.
Mm-hmm.
He was letting me know all you got to do is trust me.
Yes.
I said, but God, I never did that before. You know, sometimes God will give you something to do, and you'll be like, God, God, are you sure? Is that you, God? Have you ever been there? Some people ain't going to admit. God, is that you? Because if that's you, I'm going to do it. God, I need to know if it's you. I say, God, I never did this before. He was telling me to do it. Got a miracle in my finances. He gave me the instructions and I did it. Told me to call my supervisor and I did it. I said, they don't even give advances on salary.
Jesus.
They don't do that. And even my supervisor said, we've never done that before. He said, I'll call corporate, but we never did that before. We've never done that. He says, but I'll get back with you. It wasn't 5 minutes. He called me back and told me, you got it. See, God will go where nobody else can go and do what nobody else can do.
So true.
But that's how he shaped me. That's what he does. He want to build our faith.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I didn't have to pay anything back. They never deducted that money from my pay.
It's all right now.
God just gave me a miracle.
Oh.
Amen?
Amen.
Miracle after miracle after miracle. But see, I expect miracles.
Oh.
I expect healing. How about y'all? You expect it? Do you expect God to move like he says he's going to move? You got to have that expectation and that hope in your soul. I know in my soul.
Yes.
I know in my Noah, I know that I know, like Noah knew he had to build that ark.
Yes, he did.
He knew he had to build it. And they was laughing at Noah,
my.
Making fun of the man of God. Imagine what he went through. Don't they make fun of us?
Amen.
And we be saying we believe God for this and we believe God for that, and we know God's going to, and people be laughing. They laugh, they talk about us, they were laughing at you. Apostle, when you gave that story on yesterday.
Yes. And I know. You know me. I don't care. As long as I'm doing my master will.
Mm-hmm. So yes. We did for God.
Right.
You listened for God and you didn't drink the alcohol.
Come on now.
But when the tea came, God let you know, it's okay, Millie, you can drink that.
Yes.
See, this is what God does. He is with us in every situation. Some people say, well, God is too great for that little stuff. No, he's not. He is so great. He's greater than everything. But your situation is not too small for God. Some people only look at God for the big things.
Mm-hmm.
I look at him for everything.
Amen.
Yesterday, groceries came in this house. We already got the pantry is full.
Yes.
It's full. God, keep us full. It's full, but more food came into the house that we didn't have to buy.
Amen.
Amen. All kind of fruit and tuna, toilet paper, napkins, paper towels, all of this. Coming into the house, good food, fresh food, was given to my son-in-law from his job. See, them that has shall get. Because when you have Jesus, you shall get. That's how I look at it. You resting in God, you shall get. Resting in his power, you shall get the breakthrough. You shall get the healing. You shall get that redeeming moment. Hallelujah. That resurrection moment. You shall get it. I've had it myself.
Yes, yes.
Hallelujah. I'm a walking miracle. Glory be to God. Hallelujah.
Glory.
Hallelujah. So I'm going to keep telling it. I'm going to keep saying it. I'm going to keep praising God. Keep worshiping God. Giving God all the praise. Hallelujah.
Yes.
The situation is not too dire. It's not too great for God to take care of. Some people will say, well, I heard this sermon before. Well, you're going to hear the same sermons over and over because the Bible don't change.
So true now.
My God. God ain't situations change. People change. Seasons change. There's been some dark seasons in my life. But I still had the light of God.
Amen now.
You got people that's not paying attention to God. People praying, and people while people praying, people doing other things. No, you gotta have some respect for God, some honor for God. While you praying, people gonna make
noise. That's right. That's it. Amen. Talk about it.
People are talking. The phone gonna ring. Do you answer it while the people praying? Can the phone call wait? Huh?
Say that now. Say that.
Can we be still and listen for God?
Yeah.
Can we be still while people praying? Can we be still while the word of God is going forth? But yet we say we love God. But we can't give him the attention that he deserves. Come on now. Something is wrong with that.
Wrong.
Something is truly wrong. We can't rejoice with our brothers and sisters when they done got a miracle. You can't rejoice when you hear about somebody getting married. You
know,
rejoice with the people when something is going on. The Bible says rejoice with them and cry with them. I'm going to rejoice with my friends. I'm going to cry with my friends. I'm going to hold their hands in faith. I'm going to pray with them and agree on the word of God. All of this is what we're supposed to do. I'm going to encourage them. Why? Because when you got the power in you, and you got the Lord Jesus Christ working through you, you're going to do just that.
Amen.
Without no hesitation, you're going to be saying, glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God, that my sister's son is out of the hospital walking, and they told him he was going to be a vegetable. No, he's going to be a vegetable. You might as well pull the plug, all of this. Oh, no, we're not pulling the plug.
Come on
now. No, we're not. He got the love of God working on for him. He's got the power of God. He's saved, been baptized. And we go lay hands on the sick and they recover.
That's
right. Hallelujah. Before I left, I was declaring that my son is healed.
Thank you.
And my son going to get up out that bed.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I wasn't saying my son going to die. They told me he was dying.
He's dying.
Because the fact of the matter is he was dying. But the truth of the matter is he was going to get up. You got to believe the truth no matter what the facts are in front of you. Peter knew they had a stone before him. But the fact of the matter, the truth of the matter is Jesus was on that water with him.
Come on now.
The power of God was right there with him. And he trusted God enough.
Come on.
To get out that boat and walk on that water.
All
but
right.
If he would have stayed focused on Jesus, he wouldn't have begun to sink. See, I stayed focused.
Yes.
I didn't allow the fact that my son couldn't breathe on his own to have me in some fear and start making his funeral arrangements. Oh, no, 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 no. My God.
My.
I declared that he was going to get up.
Yes, Lord.
He's going to walk. I know what you got on your paper, but I know what my word says, and I'm going to depend on my word. I depend on the power of God. I live in his power. In his power. And this is what we got to do. So when we open our Bibles and we read that word, do we pay attention? Do we really believe what we read? Can we really trust God like we're supposed to trust him? He's going to test you to see just that, or you will be tested. You're going to go through some fire.
Don't know.
When you start saying, oh, Lord, use me. Oh, Lord, I love you. Oh, Lord, I got all my faith is in you, God. Oh, guess what? I hope you don't have to eat those words.
My.
I hope you really mean it.
Yes.
Because guess what? He's going to really put you through something.
Don't know now.
And he's going to really show you what you're really working with.
Come on,
he's going to really show you. See, because what God does, God already knows what we're working with. But sometimes we got ourselves, our heads in the cloud, and we don't know what we're working with. We don't know how weak we are.
Come on now.
We don't know, but God's going to show you. God is going to show you what you're lacking. He's going to show you by what he puts you through.
Come on now.
Either you're going to pass the test or you're going to flunk it.
No, no.
And if you flunk it, there's always an open book test. Go back to the book and read some more.
Go back to the book.
It's an open book test. Go back to the book. Get your answers from the Word of God. That's where you get your answers from. Hallelujah. Open up the book.
It's in the book.
It's in the book. Everything you need for this life is in those six books. Glory be to God. God has not left us forsaken in any kind of way. So open up your Bible. I love studying the Bible.
Oh, yes.
And, you know, it's hard to focus.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling the truth. We've been having Bible study, and people start laughing loud, talking loud, to the point where I tell them, shut up. Shut up. Turn that music down. Turn it off.
My God. Yeah. You're right. Yeah. Yeah.
Deacon done heard me. Deacon heard me hollering.
You got to turn it off. You're right. You're right. You're exactly right.
We got Bible study going on. We talking about, oh, you had to be on the phone all that time. You had to be up. That's my business.
Mm-hmm.
My business with God is between me and God.
Amen.
And you ain't got a thing to do with it. If I want to be on the phone for 8 hours a day. If I want to preach for 3 hours a day, you know what I'm saying? If I want to be in Bible study,
amen. Now,
as long as I choose to be in Bible study, that ain't your business.
No.
Because to tell you the truth about it, you need to be about the business of doing the same thing.
Amen.
To tell you the truth about it, that's how you get the power. That's how you realize how much power you're working with. Because you're going to see God work in your life. You've literally come to life. You're going to see it. You're going to see things working out for your good. You're going to see it working in front of your eyes. God is going to bring it forth. Amen? Hallelujah. So that's, you got to turn to the book of Psalms when you start feeling a little down. You can go to the book of Psalms.
Yeah.
And start reading the praises.
Mm-hmm.
Put your worship music on, huh? Yeah, yeah. Put some worship music on. And you'll be able to calm down.
Yes, Lord.
You know. There's no book that I identify with more than the Word of God.
Amen.
The only one that counts.
In that Psalm I read, 18 and 2, the writer is on God because he's got some despair going on. He's got some fear going on. He's got some frustration and some grief going on. Wasn't David going through it? For 10 whole years, he was running. Running. Running for his life. Amen?
Amen.
What was he doing? He was worshiping God, praising God, even when he was sinning and plotting to kill somebody. You might say, oh, that's ludicrous. But when you got God in you, you're going to worship him. You're going to praise him. No matter what's going on in your life, good or bad, you're going to praise God because that's what you're used to doing. That's what you've been trained to do by the Holy Spirit. It didn't come on your own. You've been trained to do that. Hallelujah.
Glory be to God.
God becomes your anchor in the storm. He becomes your anchor that you can depend on. The power of God.
Yes, Lord.
I live for it. I live in it.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I know I got it.
Yeah.
Know that you know like Noah. That God is speaking, that God is living, that God is with you, that he's alive, and you got to know his voice when you hear it. Hallelujah. You begin to learn about the voice of God. Even if it's not audible, you're going to hear him in your spirit.
Mm-mm-mm.
You're going to hear God speaking to you. Hallelujah. So God is always the way out. God is always the way forward. And God is always the way to find your hope.
Hallelujah.
The way, the truth, and the life.
Hallelujah.
You got to pray. Pray, meditating on the scriptures. And then you're going to pray for us. You're going to pray for yourself and others.
Praise God.
But come clean with God and admit to him all the feelings that you got.
Mm-hmm.
Admit to him every struggle that you have.
Just
admit he already know how you feel. He already know if there's any doubt, if there's any fear, if there's anything going on. Everything that's going on, God know about it. Might as well come clean with God. Might as well tell God, God, you know I want to go sleep with that man. God, you know I do. You know my flesh is talking to me. But God, I need you to help me. I need your strength so I don't take that phone call. God, I need your strength so I can turn my head. God, I need your strength so I don't go in that grocery store because I'm hungry and steal something. Because God, you're my provider.
Yes, you are.
But God, you know I was thinking about it. You know I was thinking about going to take them Pampers because my baby needs some diapers. But God, I trust you, God. And I know the Pampers going to show up. I know the food's going to show up.
Mama.
I know I'm going to be able to get my medicine. I know because I am now trusting your power.
Yes,
trusting in your power that lives in me. And when I speak the word, the devil going to run.
My Lord.
Because he can't stand. He can't stand in front of Jesus.
So enough, can't.
You say, I plead the blood, he runs. No, he can't cross the blood.
My.
He can't cross the word.
Jesus.
When you speak that word out of your mouth, that devil going to run.
Yes,
believe
Lord.
Me. You ain't got to be scared of it.
You know.
God said, do not fear. Say you wouldn't have no fear, but do not meaning, just remember I'm here.
Yes.
Don't stay in fear. Because like I said, we're human. We're human. And you get a bad diagnosis from the doctor. You might feel weak in your knees, But all the while you're going to be saying, I got God's report. My son is going to live. I had this doctor standing up there telling me all these things. And I'm looking at the monitor. I'm looking at my son. His kidneys are working. I'm looking at this container, and his urine is coming out, and his heart rhythm is perfect, and his respiration is good, and all of this is good, but they're telling me that he needs to pull a plug. I said, the devil is a liar. I'm looking at it. Yeah, he was on a ventilator, but God was keeping his heart beating. God was keeping him well, well, and well. While he was in that state, God was right there keeping him well. I'm talking about it because it's for the glory of God. I witnessed another miracle. That is awesome. Some people talking about stuff that happened a long time ago. I'm talking about stuff that just happened.
Amen now.
Hallelujah. Don't you expect God to do it?
Yes.
Don't you expect God to deliver you?
Oh, yes.
We got to expect it. And when we expect it, it's going to work. It's going to come true. You're going to trust in God. Amen? Come clean with God, y'all.
My.
Hallelujah. Try to see your situation from the way that God looks at it.
My
Hallelujah. God, we got to have, I always say we got to have an eternal perspective.
Yes.
We got to look at it as God has already done it.
Amen.
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 Have an eternal focus.
Yes, Lord.
Our situation will take
Amen.
On a different meaning.
Hallelujah.
When we find ourselves on that emotional roller coaster like I was talking about, the best thing we can do is make sure that we're safely strapped in. Don't you know they make sure that you're strapped in when you get on that roller coaster? Ooh, I just used to love to ride on the roller coaster. I like that feeling when you're going down. And some people get real scared. Yeah, I was screaming. I was screaming going down, but I still like that feeling, right? So they got all those twists and turns on that roller coaster, the roller coaster of life. But we can rest in the knowledge that God's got this. You ain't got it. You got God. You don't have the situation under control. God got it under control.
Amen.
Oh, I got you. No, God got me. God got me. God got you, Apostle Millie. God got you, Apostle Calendar, Deacon Frazier. God got y'all. I'm not going to tell you I got you.
God got
you. I'm here for you, but God got you.
Hallelujah.
I can't do what God do, but I can pray. And believe God for what he can do. Amen?
Yes.
So even when we feel like it's so overwhelming and we just don't know where to go.
Hallelujah.
You don't always have it. Hallelujah. You don't have it. You got the word. Hallelujah. Look at it from God's standpoint, from his way. Look at it God's way. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
When life doesn't make sense, we got to know what to do. I'm closing. Hallelujah. Like I said, it seemed like when things are so bad, it just doesn't seem like it makes sense. It didn't make sense to me when things started happening when I was on milk and I was just a new believer. I mean, I had just started studying the word and stuff. It didn't make sense when I saw my husband dying. It didn't make sense to me when he went blind. It didn't make sense to me. But I had a talk with God. And God let me know it's not about y'all. It's about his glory. It's about his glory. They say my husband blind, but he could still read.
Yes, Lord.
He still reads the word of God. He can still see, but he's legally blind. That's what they say. That's what the report is, but we believe God's report.
Amen.
He can still drive, which I don't want to drive me nowhere. But and if he did have to drive me, I'd be like, okay, Jesus, take over the wheel. Take over the wheel. And he had just had surgery one time, but God drove us.
Yes, Lord.
Through the storm. And then he dried the storm up so we could go because we had to get on the side of the road. It was so bad. We had to get on the side of the road. And he had just had eye surgery.
Jesus.
But God dried the storm up in front of our eyes. The sun came out in front of our eyes, and the whole road got dry. And it was God just wiped that street dry. Wiped that highway dry. The rain stopped, and the sun came out immediately. All I said was, Lord, help me. Help us, God.
Yeah.
That's all I said. And he dried it up.
My Lord.
That's the power of God. It's not what I could do. It's what he did. All I did was open my mouth and trust God.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, God.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, praise.
Thank you, Jesus. It doesn't always make sense. Our situations don't always make sense.
We don't.
Why is this person? Yes. Lord, why am I putting up with this person in my life? Why did this happen to me, God? Why did the man leave me with four children, God? Why am I by myself, God? When will this situation change, God? God, I didn't know it was going to be like this, God. I thought I was going to be with this man for the rest of my life and raise our children together. God, what is really going on here? I don't understand, God. But you know what? He'll speak to you all. He'll say, I am with you.
Yes, sir.
I'm your father.
Yes, sir.
I'm your mother.
My. Yes.
I'm your husband.
Jesus.
I'm your children's father.
Yes.
I am with you. You will hear him speak like that to you. And you're going to go on, and I'm going to help you.
Yes.
I'm going to get you through.
Mm-mm.
You're not going to always be cold.
Mm.
You're not going to always be hungry. You're not going to always be homeless. You're not going to always be in pain. Because God is going to take you to another place in him. God is going to show up. And when Jesus show up, everything changes.
Yes.
Hallelujah. He's going to show you his way.
Right.
He's going to do it his way. You might be sleeping in a car with your little children, but God got a place for you to go.
Amen now.
Trust him and pray, God, I need a safe place for me and my children. But right now, I trust you.
Yes.
I trust you're going to keep us safe in this car. I trust you're going to feed us. I trust that we're going to have our own place.
Yes.
See, that's how you talk. God, lead me to the place you want me to live. Lead me there. Lead me, God. Lead me so my husband can see me.
Yes.
Lead me so my husband can find me. I want to be married, so lead me to the woman I'm supposed to marry.
Yes, Lord.
I want to find her and keep talking to God and keep declaring, I know it's done because you said ask and we shall receive.
Amen.
I know. See, what I'm talking about is that you got to rest in the power, rest in knowing that God is always going to work it out.
Work it out.
He's going to work it out for you. We have a heavenly advantage. When we're trying to get that clarity, what do? We go into the Bible, and God will help us to see the things from his sovereign point of view, from his eternal perspective.
Yes, Lord.
And when things still make no sense at all, the scriptures remind us that we can trust the Lord whose ways are not like ours. The Bible says in Isaiah 55, verse 9, for just as the heavens are higher and the earth, so are my ways higher than yours and my thoughts than yours.
That's what you're
Remember that.
Yeah.
My ways, my thoughts, your situation
is
not greater than me. Your circumstances are not greater than me.
My.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
So we can always be assured that God is always listening. He isn't bothered or annoyed by our situation. It don't bother God because he done already worked it out.
Yes.
He's not. not annoyed by how many times you pray. It doesn't get on his nerves. It get on other people's nerves when they hear you praying a lot. Mm-hmm. It get on other people's nerves when they hear you praising God a lot. Yeah. It get on people's nerves. It do. But that's the devil. That's the devil who don't want to hear the word of God. That's the devil, and they don't even know it. Hallelujah.
Say that now. Talk about it. I know you're right.
When
so you're right.
When we talk to God, that's right. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Deacon. And thank you, Apostle Millie. God speaks back to us through his word.
Amen.
He explains clearly what we don't understand. So we ask God for understanding. Here's what he says in Jeremiah 33:3, and I believe the scripture was quoted on yesterday. Call to me and I will answer you. Apostle Millie, I believe you gave us this scripture yesterday. Call to me and I will answer you and tell you great and mighty things you do not know.
That's right.
He said it and he'll do it because he's not a liar. Can't be a liar. He's holy. God cannot lie. He's not like man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he should ever repent. This is God's word. God is sovereign. Nothing is hidden from God. He knows everything. He knows every detail of your yesterday, your today, your tomorrow. He knows all the details. And even 1,000 years from now and into eternity, he knows all the details. When nothing else makes sense, God does. Nothing else makes sense, the word does. He'll bring you comfort when you're hurting, healing when you're broken and sick, and peace when you're filled with confusion. When confusion and chaos and strife comes, God will give you his peace. You know he got you got the peace. Okay, God gives you peace in the circumstance. Because what? I'm relying on the power. I'm living in the power. I'm not living for the weekend no more. I'm not living for a man or living for a woman or living for my children. I'm living for God. I'm living for the power of God. I'm literally dependent on his power every day.
Yes, Lord.
We don't live for folks. We live for God. The Bible says the least we can do is be a living sacrifice for God. Hallelujah.
Glory.
You got to live for God. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Have peace in his power. Mm-hmm. That's what gives you the peace. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Yeah.
Everything we need are found in his presence.
Amen. Amen.
And we don't have to wait for special occasions to spend time with God. You better not wait till Christmas to go to church.
Come on now.
Don't wait till the so-called Easter. They call it Easter, Resurrection Sunday, to go to church. You ought to have church every day.
Amen now.
God says this way in James chapter 4, verse 8, draw near to God and he will draw near to you.
Yes.
So we don't have to wait for no special occasions to spend time with God. He's always available for us all day, every day, 24/7.
Amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Lord bless his name.
You got to know what to do when life doesn't make sense. Open up the book. Open up the good book. That's the only good book I know. The only book I know that's got the perfect word in it.
That's what we need.
And that's what we need. It's all found in God. And please, people today, try to see your situation from the way God looks at it.
Thank you.
Open up your Bible.
Thank you. Thank you.
And the truth of the matter is, don't ever feel like you got it. Just say, I got Jesus.
My.
I got him in my heart. That's right. Sing that, Bishop.
Yes.
I got Jesus in my heart.
Yes.
I got him. He's got me, and I got him. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Glory be to God.
Yes.
But he
right.
had me when I didn't know. So I don't have to be afraid.
Hallelujah. Glory.
I don't have to stay afraid, but there are some things that can make you scared.
Yes, right now.
Hallelujah. It's scary what's going on in the world today. It's a scary thing.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Jesus has to be our comfort zone.
Glory, glory,
we want to play it safe. We want to do things that are logical.
Mm-hmm.
Logical in our own realities, in our own sense. Some things God tells us to do don't seem logical.
That's right.
Because God's ways and thoughts are higher than ours. I just said that. I just read that scripture.
Yeah. That's right.
You know, we want to count the cost and we want to weigh the risk. My mom used to tell me, weigh your pros and your cons. Weigh it out.
Glory, glory, glory.
But now we go to the Word of God and we weigh our situation according to the will of God. We look at what the will of God is and then we make our decision. Then we speak that word. Hallelujah. You don't wanna take that risk. We gotta be risk takers when it comes to God's word. Hear me what I'm saying. Sometimes we gotta take a risk. Apostle took a risk when he got on that plane with those blockages in his heart.
Yes, yes.
He took a risk.
Yes, he did.
He don't have them no more. But he trusted God. Yes. And he got on that plane with those blockages that the doctor said he had. And guess what? He was trusting in the power of God.
Hallelujah.
He was trusting in God, resting in the power. He was at rest about it. He even said, well, if I die doing God's will, then I'll be with him.
Yes.
I'll be with God. When I leave here, I know where I'm going. So
yeah.
I'm not afraid. So we got to take those risks. We're not sure. We're not sure, but God is sure.
Yes.
We got to know that we can be sure in God. You may not be sure in your own intellect. You're not sure when you're thinking about it on your own, but we can surely know that God's word is right all the time.
Yes, yes, yes.
He's going to call you out.
Yes.
He's going to call you out of whatever you're in. He's going to call you out.
My.
And he's going to go to places and do some things that just don't make sense. But what? We have to rest in the power. Amen?
Yes.
Hallelujah. The problem is the scriptures never tell us to play it safe. Have you ever read that? Where the scriptures tell you got to play it safe, you got to weigh all the pros and the cons. No, you just got to do the will of the Father.
Right now.
And we want to hold on to all the things we think we need.
Yeah.
But in fact, God tells us the complete opposite. All we need is him.
He
says, by his strength, we can do all things. He didn't say by our own strength or by what somebody else could do. He said in his strength, we can do all things. So we got to be willing to do what our senses are telling us, our natural senses are telling us not to do or to do. We got to rely on God rather than our own resources. Okay, one more scripture and we're going. Mark chapter 8, verse 34 to 36. Then he called his disciples and the crowds to come over and listen. If any of you wants to be my follower, he told them, you must put aside your own pleasures, shoulder your cross, and follow me closely. If you insist on saving your life, you will lose it. Only those who throw away their lives for my sake and for the sake of the good news will ever know what it means to really live. And how does a man benefit if he gains the whole world and loses his soul? That's what God said.
Amen now.
So,
well, you say it.
1 John chapter 2, verse 15. I can't go yet. This is another one that I chose to read. And then I'm going to go after this. Forgive me, y'all. I just want to go and go and go. But I'm getting ready to stop. Stop loving this evil world and all that it offers you. For when you love these things, you show that you do not really love God. For all these worldly things, these evil desires, the craze for sex, the ambition to buy everything that appeals to you, and the pride that comes from wealth and importance, these are not from God. They are from this evil world itself. And this world is fading away and these evil, forbidden things will go with it. But whoever keeps doing the will of God will live forever.
Yeah.
And I read from the Living Bible. I like the Living Bible. 1 John chapter 2, verse 15. So be a giver. Just continue to be a giver. Continue to know that you're only an earthen vessel. We're only like a pot of clay. Hallelujah. He's the potter, we're the clay, and God is shaping us and molding us into a vessel that could be used for his glory. Amen. Just trust in the power of God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So it'll be well with us when we put in our mind that we have to do God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
And be faithful because God is faithful. Love to do your Bible study. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You got to learn the scripture.
Mm-hmm.
But remember, the most important thing we can do is work the scripture.
My, my, my.
Hallelujah. We don't just learn them. Hallelujah. Yes. We want to learn them. We want to memorize the scriptures. Yes. But it's most important. The most important work is obeying them.
Amen.
Because remember, Satan knows the scriptures, but he doesn't obey them.
Amen.
So the Pharisees, the scribes, the Sadducees, they all knew the scriptures, but they never took them to heart.
Mm-hmm.
So we can't afford to study just to get smarter, just so I could give a real good sermon. And everybody say, ooh, what a prolific speaker. Ooh, what a great preacher. Ooh, what a great teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And they love to hear that because they got the ego going, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We can't just afford to do it just to get smarter and look smarter and for people to look up to us. The truth of God's word must travel from, listen to me, this is a good nugget. The truth of God's word must travel from our heads to our hearts.
Yeah.
Hey, that's a good nugget. Amen. That's how we know we truly belong to God. This is what love for God is. Very simple. 1 John chapter 5, verse 3. Keep his commandments. Hallelujah.
Yeah, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. So, I'm living, no longer living for people, but I want to do unto others as I would have them do unto me. I'm not living for a man and just trying to do everything to please man, please people. I'm no longer like that.
Amen.
I'm not craving for people to,
Amen.
Because I had a spirit of rejection on my life, because Father didn't want me, and I had a stepfather that put me second. Out, you know, it was his son that was everything, and I had a spirit of rejection. Some people got that. And that spirit of rejection, you feel unloved.
Mm-hmm.
You don't feel loved. So you start looking for love in the wrong places.
That's right.
I had that spirit of rejection on my life, but not anymore. When I really met Jesus and God told me who I was, told me I belonged to him, told me that I'm your father, always was your father. Before you entered into your mother's womb, I'm your father, and your name is in my book.
Come on now.
My name, my birth certificate is in heaven before I entered this earth. You got a birth certificate. Your name is written. Isn't your name written on your birth certificate down here?
No.
Well, your name is written in your birth certificate in heaven in that book of life.
Mm.
Hallelujah. Before you come to this earth, people are being taught that you got to believe in Jesus before your name is written in the book of life. No, you're written. Your name is written there. But in order for you to get there, you got to live for Jesus. In order for you to get to heaven, but your name is already in the book. But he said, I'll blot your name out of my book, which means that it was already in there. Why is God going to blot something out that wasn't there?
Come on now.
But see, people don't read. You got to study. You got to study the word. Oh, you want your name in the Lamb's Book of Life? No, yeah. It's already there. But I don't want it blotted out. I'm going to trust in the power of God. I'm going to live for the power. I'm going to live
That's
the
right,
word.
Man. Say that now.
It
Talk about
that
it.
That word and went from my head to my heart. Hallelujah.
Talk about it. Yes. Hallelujah.
And I'm open to the will of God. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Resting in his power. Rest, people of God.
Yes.
With every opportunity that you have to praise God, to worship God, and to pray, and to live for God.
Right now.
Don't pass up no opportunities. When given the opportunity to give your testimony, given the opportunity just to praise him, do it.
Amen.
Because God is constantly wanting to pour out on us. He want to pour out. He want to run us down with a blessing. Amen.
Amen.
The Bible tells us that. Amen. Glory to God. So thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. God, we bless you. Lord, we worship your holy name. God, we are thanking you for your power today. We're thanking you that we know Jesus is going to show up. He always does. Hallelujah. He shows up for us no matter what we're going through. Hallelujah. And God, I just thank you, God. Hallelujah, that I know who I am. Y'all got to know who you are. You got to know whose you are in Christ Jesus. Glory be to God. And you will always live for God. Help us to grow nearer to you, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jesus shows up.
Amen.
Jesus.
Yes, yes.
You call on his name. God, help us to realize all we got to do is call on you.
Yes, God.
Be obedient and live a life that's pleasing to you, Father.
That's right.
Help us to do it, God. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
And we know he's going to show up.
Yes,
he is. Showing up means, not that he's not there already. Showing up means he's just going to do the thing.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to do it in his own way, in his own time.
Yes.
He's going to do it. And we just trust God. Amen? Mm-hmm. So help us, Lord, to trust you today and every day, God. Remind us, God, that we're just not ordinary anymore.
You're not ordinary.
We're not ordinary anymore because we got the Holy Spirit living in us, and greater is he in us than he that's in the world. So that makes us extraordinary.
Yeah.
We can do extraordinary things through the power of God. When we rest in his power, we'll see miracles. We're going to see that it's nothing ordinary about God.
Nothing ordinary.
And his spirit is in us. Therefore, the sons and daughters, the real sons and daughters of God, just know you're extraordinary.
Yes.
Because you're doing extraordinary things and you're living for God and not living for folk, trying to please everybody. You can't please everybody, y'all. Don't try to please everybody. Because my mama said in the end, most people ain't going to be pleased with you anyhow. And they're still not going to love you anyhow. You're going to have some that's going to love you and some that won't. But one thing for sure, we always got the love of God. Amen. Amen. Rely on him, and everything else is going to work out in your favor. In Jesus Christ's name, amen. That concludes our sermon. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Go ahead. Hallelujah.
Finish your posture.
Hallelujah. Yeah, if you accept the Lord today, pastor's about to do that. And once you accept the Lord, for generations to come, when you do the will of the Father, for generations to come, you'll be remembered.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You'll be remembered as a risk taker. You'll be remembered as a giver of God's grace. And you'll be remembered as one of those faithful responders, one of those frontliners, a faithful responder. You respond with faith. Hallelujah. And you have that unshakable faith because you're constantly responding with faith and adoring and loving the faithful, true, faithful God. Amen? Be a faithful responder. Hallelujah. And watch God work it. Amen. I'm going
yes,
to show Lord. Y'all. Amen. Y'all know what I do. Amen. Glory.
Hallelujah.
God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory. Need the phone.
I know. It needs to charge, but you're good.
Okay.
You got enough. Here's the phone.
Okay.
Yeah, you're good. You got 11% following you. Oh, it's going to last a long time.
Greetings, brothers and sisters, new believers, and those who have never accepted Jesus as the Lord and Savior. And you're going to be, when you accept the Lord, because God knew that we were only dust. He made us from the final dust of the earth. And for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life.
Mm-hmm.
For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, the world through him might be saved.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jesus is the Son of God.
Yes.
Now, in the book of Romans, chapter 3 and 23, where it says, hallelujah, we all fall short of the glory of God. Gift of eternal life is through the Lord Jesus Christ. See, Jesus is the way. And in the book of Romans, chapter 6, tells us, hallelujah, for the wages of sin is death, spiritual death. And sin will cause spiritual death and then a physical death. The only way is not what people say, oh, you don't have to just go a certain way. Yes, you have to go through Jesus Christ. He is the Savior. Not all the folks things that are being taught today.
Mm-hmm.
In the book of Acts, it clearly states, book of Acts, at chapter 4, verse 12, nor is there salvation in any other. There is no other name given among men. There's no other name given among men by which we must be saved. And that name is Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
No other name under heaven. Not one. Only Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Jesus the Christ, the anointed one, the only begotten Son of God. Now, the word says, and hallelujah, that in the book of Romans, beginning at chapter 10, hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, what does it say? It says very clearly, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved.
Yes.
God's word. It's not Bishop James' word. It's what God said. God said it. Hallelujah. It's a very very clearly written. And if you go to the book of Romans in chapter 10, begin at verse 8, you will see this. Hallelujah. Read it for yourself. If you don't have a Bible, write the scripture number down. Chapter 10, beginning at verse 8, and you will see. And the confession prayer is made in verse 9. And, oh, by the way, in verse 8 it says, but what does it say? The word is near you, it's in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith.
Amen.
And confession is made, and you must say it out loud. You must say it out loud to let the enemy know. He can't read your mind. Let him know, and let the world know, because we're on worldwide broadcast. Let the world know that you're receiving Jesus as your Lord and Savior. And once you made this confession, you must repent. Your slate is clean once you repent. Hallelujah. Once you say the scripture, if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus died for your sins and that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. Point cut short and dry, straight up from the mouth of God.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. And you must repent. As I said, repentance is not returning to what you previously did before you made this commitment. Your slate's clean. You're a brand new Christian in Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Brand new. Your sins are forgiven.
Mm-hmm.
Think about how wonderful that is. Everything you ever did in your life, you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you're clear. God has cleaned the slate for you. Oh, God. Praise you. Praise you, Holy Father. Now, your next step is to be baptized. And as we do in the book of Acts, it says in the book of Acts chapter 2, verse 38, hallelujah. And then Peter said to them, repent, and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the scripture, for the promise is to you and to your children and to all who are far off, as many of you that will call upon God. And you see, whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That's God's word. Then, and with many other words, he testified and encouraged them, saying, be saved from this perverse generation. Then those who gladly received his word were baptized. And that day, about 3,000 souls were added to them. So pray in the name of Jesus that you have received Jesus as your Savior, and those who have backslidden, that you've rededicated your life to the Lord Jesus Christ. We all fall short of his glory. And actually, we should dedicate our life to Christ every day, because we all fall short of his glory. Don't let a day go by if you don't confess that Jesus is Lord. And oh, my God. And if you don't have a Bible, I suggest that you get a Bible, read a Bible. Most of them are good Bibles. King James, New King James, and the one that Apostle and I prefer, New Living Translation. It's so plain in everyday English, and it's so easy to understand. Hallelujah. Read the scripture too, and ask the Holy Spirit where he wants you to read, and he'll direct you right where he'll put it on your mind where to go. Read a couple of sentences, maybe a paragraph, and then stop. Chew on what you read. Ask the Holy Spirit to reveal to you what he's trying to tell you. And he will. He will reveal it to you. Hallelujah. And then invite people to your baptism. Hallelujah. You must go down into what's commonly called the liquid grave, die to sin, and rise with Christ Jesus. Hallelujah, God. You'll never have a feeling like that in your life anymore. Hallelujah. That's a feeling that you're being cleansed from all sin. Oh, my God.
All sin.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Now, invite people to your baptism. Anyone you choose. You don't even have to know people. Just say, hey, I'm going to be baptized. We're getting ready to go into the church to be baptized. Would you like to come and witness me being baptized? And by doing so, just being baptized, you don't have to see anything to anyone that's already in the church, because everybody will be a witness. And some people have never received Jesus as their Lord and Savior. And you, by leading them there, asking them to come to your baptism, or they just happened to drop in by the church that particular day. God directed all of that.
Amen.
You know? He directed it all. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Now, once again, I said, get your Bible, read scriptures, read something every day. The more you read, the more you learn. Hallelujah. Pretty soon, you'll be quoting scripture, you know, and it'll come naturally to you. Quoting scriptures, and the more you quote, the more you learn. And listen, you don't have to be an apostle, a bishop, a pastor, an evangelist. You don't have to have a title. You're an ambassador to Christ. You're a child of God. So you can invite people. Tell them about the confession prayer. Invite them to Jesus. And that soul that's being saved will go to your account. When you get to heaven, you know, you remember so-and-so that you invited?
Yeah.
That soul is in heaven, or they're on their way. Hallelujah. Yeah, you're going to be richly rewarded. You have so many jewels in your crown, your head's going to be tipping from side to side. It's going to be so heavy. The more people you invite. And I pray in the name of Jesus that everybody that I say this confession to, they accept Jesus. Oh, my God, because Father in heaven, you know all the things that are going on with this world today. And we're getting closer and closer to Jesus' return.
Amen.
And if you think I'm wrong, just read the book of Revelation. Earthquakes in diverse places, storms, hurricanes, floods, sinkholes in the middle of lakes, you know, cars falling in the pits that just drop, the earth just drops in a pit. There's pockets of sin in earth. And the enemy is coming at us in all different directions. But remember, we have Jesus. Hallelujah. That's the only way is through Jesus Christ. So God bless each and every one of you. Welcome to the family of God. Welcome back home, sisters. I, who have become prodigal sons and daughters, you're no longer a prodigal son and daughter. Now you're
Amen.
Back in the flock. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you.
Yes, he is. Hallelujah. And to glory to God. Just remember, just like with the, we talked about the woman in there. I just want to add one more thing. Now your life has been restored.
Yeah.
After
yeah.
salvation, your life is restored. You are resurrected from, your soul is resurrected from the dead. Because we are dead without Jesus Christ. Our soul is dead. We're like walking zombies. And just like the woman of Nain who had lost her son, she lost her son. We lose. We don't want to lose our lives. We don't want to lose eternal life. This is a different woman. This is the one that felt like this is always going to be that way. But now Jesus is saying to you who just received him that it's not going to always be. Your life is not going to always be like it was. It's no longer like it was. Jesus restored that woman's son to life. Now he has restored you back to life.
Yes.
And he gave that woman her son back. And while he restored the son to life, he restored that mother.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hallelujah, like he restored me.
My.
Hallelujah, he restored my son.
Yeah.
Hallelujah, my granddaughter. Hallelujah, and others that I've seen in miracles.
Yeah.
Jesus hands that widow, my son, not just one. Jesus hands that son over to the widow. Hallelujah, glory be to God. And her life, his life is resurrected. Jesus hands the son back to her alive.
Yes, yes, yes.
It is a resurrection moment.
Hallelujah.
You just had a resurrection moment.
Hallelujah.
When you receive the Lord today.
Yes.
Just like Lazarus had a resurrection moment
yes.
by the power of God.
Thank you, Jesus.
So now that you have God, rest in the power, and I pray you get filled with the Holy Spirit, with evidence of speaking in tongues in the heavenly language. Glory be to God. In Jesus Christ's name we pray, then restore to life. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen.
I'm talking about you, Apostle.
Me?
For the strong message that the Lord brought. You today.
Amen. It's
Thank
the courage.
You.
God gives us the courage and the confidence that
yeah,
we need to move on in his name. Hallelujah.
Let me say this. I've said this before to people.
Amen.
You know, because I'm like a scald dog from the ministry. And the things that I was doing wasn't right. I used to drink and drive. I could have killed myself and several other people. I used to ride a motorcycle. And you know what? I was living, as I stated a few years back, I was living, I call it a soap opera life. I was out there with the young and the restless, living as the world turned. Searching for tomorrow.
And you was in a secret storm and didn't even know it.
Thank you.
I didn't know you
were in a storm.
A storm destroyed you.
Want
to go with
Come on.
Hallelujah. So, Apostle, it's back to you, sir. It's back to you. And we are thankful that we were able to be back on Blog Talk today with good news. Hallelujah. It's always good news. The word of God is good news. Amen. Always good news. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen.
It's all right now.
Okay. Bless the name.
Bless the name of the Lord Jesus. We thank God, Father, we thank you and we praise you, O God, for this word that you have given us today, that you have allowed these servants, O God, to deliver, declare, and decree your truths today, Lord. We ask, Father God, that you would bless them even the more right now. Lord, that you would open the window, the doors, and the gates of heaven even right now for them, O God, and give them what they have not received yet, what they have not seen, what they have not heard, and what they don't even know of. Give them, Father. God. And, Lord, we will be careful to give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise.
Yes, Lord.
Apostle, that was the cake. Just going to tell you, and I'm not exalting you or Bishop, even though I love you with the blood that's in my veins and the ear that's in my lungs. But I'm exalting the Jesus that's in both of you. Okay,
yes,
the word that the Lord gave you was such a powerful word. I don't even know if you realize what it is. But glory, I'm telling you, my dear sister, my dear brother, that word. I told Apostle Millie yesterday, Jefferson, she could have stopped in that scripture that the Lord had given him. But I'm telling you the same word. I'm telling you the same word because it's the same thing I hear in my spirit. That scripture in 1 Corinthians chapter 4:20, which says that the kingdom of God is not word, but in power. You could have stopped right there. You didn't have to go nowhere. My God, Apostle, that is such a powerful word. Glory to God that when you look at it, it just jump off the screen to you. It just jump right off the screen to you because there's just so much right there. Because you know what I was hearing when I looked at that last night? So many people are filled with the word, but they're empty of power. You hear what I was saying? So many people are full of word. But they're empty of power. They're empty. They're void of power. They're void of power. They don't have the Holy Ghost. They got the earthen vessel, but they don't have the treasure. They have the earthen vessel, Apostle, but they don't have the treasure. And you see that scripture to them in the message. They don't have the treasure. You have to have the power on the inside of the earthen vessel. That's why you can teach and preach the way you're teaching and preaching.
Hallelujah.
And I thank Bishop, because Bishop, Apostle talk about you were blind, but you may be physically blind, but you are spiritually sighted. You got spiritual insight, because all them scriptures people may not understand. All of those scriptures that you're saying, you're not even looking in the book. I'm all the way over here in Massachusetts. I can tell you, you're not even looking in the book. You're not even looking at the you're not even looking at the computer screen or the tablet. I'm telling you, I'm all the way over here, and I know that. Glory to God. So that just tells me that you got the power. I don't mind if you make a little error from time to time. You don't mind because we all make errors from time to time. The Bible says so. None of us are perfect, but glory to God. You are doing such a wonderful job, my brother. I tell you, I am just elated. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
To see what God can do. God can do it. The Bible says here, take nothing and make something. My God, my God. I'm telling you something, Bishop, I am just so excited. Apostle, this word is a word to take us right there. Oh, my God, it's not a word of excited word because nobody want to hear too much excited word. They don't want to hear the word, this kind of word. They want an excited word. But this word, my God, is a word to elevate. This is a word of elevation, this kind of scripture teaching. This is a word to elevate you to a place in him. My God, to know that you can depend on him. You can trust on him. I'll tell you what he gave me last night. Let me tell you what he gave me. When I was looking at it, he said,
He's a strong tower. You can come in there and find safety. He said, I'm your peace. You don't have to worry. He said, I'm your joy. You can always smile. I'm the buckler. I'm your safety place. Then he said, I'm your shield. I'll protect you wherever you go. He said, I'm your hiding place. You don't have to worry about a shelter. And then he said, I'm your rest. Oh, my God, my God, my God. That's what he told me last night when I was looking at that title. When I was looking at that time, I'm not going to preach. Keep preaching, but I ain't going to preach. I'm going to tell you something. Because this word will make you, when you got to understand the Holy Ghost understanding, when you hear a good word, a good teaching word, it make you want to preach. You know what I'm talking about, Apostle. It make you want to preach when you hear a good word of understanding, a good word of clarity. My God, a good word of revelation. It make you want to preach because you hear the Spirit of God. And when you hear the Spirit of God, it'll wake up the Spirit that's within you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. But I pray that God bless you and bless the apostle and continue to give you more and more testimony. Glory to God. I know people think that when you bless, you got a whole bunch of money. You got a lot of houses and cars. That's only who the earthly blessing. But when you're blessed by God, you'll have many testimonies. That's true blessing. I pray God give you many more testimonies. That's blessing. Hallelujah. Awesome. I'm Bishop. I thank you so much. I thank you so much for blessing me today with the word of God. Hallelujah. In my spirit, may the Lord continue to watch over your walks, over your steps. May he continue to watch over the words that go from your mouth and every breath of air that you breathe in and exhale out. Make it make a difference in somebody's life. In Jesus' holy name, I pray. I pray. I am finished. Apostle Bishop, I'm finished.
Thank you.
I feel the Spirit of the Lord. I ain't going to tell you no lie. Apostle, I ain't going to tell you no lie. I feel the Spirit of the Lord. I feel the Spirit of the Lord, Bishop. Oh, my God. I feel the Spirit of the Lord on this word. I didn't take no notes. I was so engulfed in his presence. I couldn't even write, Apostle. I was so engulfed in his presence because I was just like a sponge, not a little sponge. I was a big sponge. I was just soaking what God was saying. I hope those apostles thought he jumped off, but I hope he stayed till you finished preaching. But I pray that he got something. I know he had to get something because he wouldn't have stayed on that long if he wasn't getting something. But I pray, my God, that what he got, he give to his people, because this is the word of elevation. This is the word of elevation in the mighty name of Jesus. I'm finished now. I got tears in my eyes. I tell you, this word is so strong that it's making me weep. Oh, my God. This word is making me weep. I tell you, don't lie. It is so strong. Glory to God. That's what the word of God is supposed to do to you. It's supposed to make you weep. If you open your spiritual ears, not your flesh ears, your spiritual ears. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And just let God speak to your soul. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't boast on him. Don't boast on that person, the next person. Boast on him. And that's what you say. Don't boast on all these other people. Boast on him. Boast on him. Praise him. Give him glory. Exalt him. Just boast on him. Hallelujah. People boasting on stuff. Boasting on their husband. Boasting on their wife. Boasting on their children. On their cars, their homes, and all that stuff. But they don't boast on him, the one who gives them everything. The one who protects them and shields them and heals them and delivers them. They don't boast on him. They push their chest up like they did it. They push their chest up like they're doing it. But I got news to you. When you know that you know that you know that is Jesus, my God, you got to give him the praise. You got to give him the glory. Hallelujah. Because he let you see what he has done, what he's doing, and what he can do. He let you see, Apostle. You got to give him the praise. 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 And if it don't even work out, you know that he's able to work it out anyway. Glory to God. But you know, because you've seen him work out some things before. Glory to God. Thank you so much, Apostle and Bishop. God bless you continually.
God bless you, Apostle.
I'm
God bless you as well. Thank God for the word. Thank God for what you brought to it, for what you added to it. Hallelujah. Reminding us again that he's our restorer, he's our shield, he's our buckler, and he's our resting place. That's what you said. He's our resting place. That's what David knew. David was resting in God. David Callender resting in God. Hallelujah. The Washingtons resting in God. We're resting in the power. Resting in the power. And I'm glad you mentioned again that people don't have the power. You know, talking about it, but don't have the power. That's what it's all about. You just a lot of talk, but no power. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Got to have the power. Glory to God. Thank you, Apostle, for the encouragement. And we're going to continue on, just like you said. Thank you for encouraging us every time you encourage us, not just on this line, but you encourage us as just being our friend. Hallelujah. Not just our apostle, but you're our friend. Amen.
Hello.
Hello.
I could use some prayer, some down in the temperature. Please.
Temperature. Sister Anna, you got a temperature?
Yes, please.
Glory to God, glory to God. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come humbly before you on behalf of Sister Anna, your daughter, God. Lord God, our miracle-working God, we're calling on you, our healer, Jehovah Rapha. We're calling on you to touch her body.
Yes,
touch
Lord
body.
Jesus.
In the name of
yes,
Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, Lord, because just one touch from you, God, and there's no more fever. There's no more COVID.
Yes,
there's no
Jesus.
More God. Father, we believe that you said, we know you said,
hallelujah,
our healer. Hallelujah. That out of all diseases, my God, that's
hallelujah,
said, oh,
Jesus.
God. And COVID was one of them. Oh,
hallelujah,
God.
Jesus.
Ago, God, and every disease
Jesus.
Was put on your body.
Yes,
Father,
Lord Jesus.
Those diseases have been destroyed in the mighty master's
yes,
name of
in
Jesus.
In the name of
and
Jesus.
You bled
yes,
on that
Lord.
Cross, oh, God. So, Father God, we're claiming that you are our healer. My God, hallelujah. And the fever
Jesus.
Got to go in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, God, touch every organ of her body, oh, God. Oh, with your healing virtue, God. We know there's still balm, hallelujah.
Jesus.
There's still balm of Jesus.
Jesus.
My God, if you touch her with the ointment of the word, oh, God, hallelujah. We believe right now. In the mighty master's name,
thank you,
Jesus.
Lord,
we
Jesus.
Know she is God. We know she is God. Hallelujah. By your
thank
stripes,
you, Lord Jesus.
She is healed right now. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And
yes, Lord Jesus.
Goes to normal by your power, not by
yes.
my nor by power of your spirit. Oh, God, we thank you, God. Hallelujah. And we, God, send your word. Your word is with her, God. Your word, the word of healing. Lives in her body. It
yes.
lives in her. Your power is in her body, oh God. And we thank you, God. We're thanking you for this miracle right now in the mighty master's
thank
name.
Thank you, Lord
Jesus.
Jesus.
Faith, oh God, because we walk by faith and not by sight. And the prayer of faith
yes,
is
Lord.
Sick. Glory be to God. We thank you, Father. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus
thank
Christ.
Thank you, Lord
God,
Jesus.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Now, Sister Anna, just keep saying, I'm healed. I'm healed. I got the power of God working in me. Hallelujah. Working through me. Hallelujah. Just keep saying it. I'm healed. Glory to God. And we say that she shall live. She shall live but not die to declare the
word
of the Lord. Hallelujah.
The Lord.
She lives. She lives.
Thank you, Lord.
She lives
thank
in
you, Lord.
The name of Jesus. To the power of God. Oh, God, your daughter lives.
Yes,
your
Lord.
Daughter lives. Resurrection
sister,
power living
sister,
in her. God, we thank
sister
you.
Anna, Sister Anna, if you are close to a Walmart or a Whole Foods, get your son, go down to Walmart or if there's an Amazon distributor right there, which is a Whole Foods store, and go buy you a bottle of, this is just a small bottle, 2 ounce bottle of oregano. Okay, go get it today. Go get your bottle, 2 ounce bottle of oregano. I'm telling you, right now I got a glass.
Do you mean the spices? You
I'm,
mean
I'm
the
not
spice,
the spices,
oregano?
I'm talking about the liquid, oregano. Oregano.
Oil.
Okay. It's a virus killer. Right now, I got an eight-ounce glasses right now. I got an 8-ounce glass of water, and I just put 5 drops of the oil inside there, and I'm going to drink it in a minute, okay? It kills every. It's oregano.
Oregano.
Oregano. And it's super strength.
Oregano
looking for
oil?
The one that, yes, you're looking for the one that says super strength. It's going to say super strength on the bottle, okay? And you start off with about 3 drops because it's very strong.
Yes,
and you can use it. You can use it 3 times a day. And you can put it in water. You can put it in juice, lemonade, Kool-Aid.
Okay.
It's the bottle said herb and spice, herb and spice, oil of wild oregano, oil of wild W-I-L-D oregano. Super smart, super strength. Okay?
It's
P.
Oregano.
O-R-E-G-A-L, I mean N-O-L. O-R-E-G-A-N-O-L. It's going in the, you look for the one that's in the blue bottle, bluish label.
That blue label,
Start with about three drops. Right now I'm using about 5 or 6 drops, but because I'm used to it. You can put it, best thing you can put it in like pineapple juice, orange juice, anything like that, because you're not used to it. Because it burns a little bit. Stink gives a little sting, but this particular oil kills all types of virus. All types of virus. Okay.
I put it on my tongue.
I put it in water. I put it in water. I put just right now. I got a glass. I got an 8-ounce glass. Is that glass of distilled water? And I just put about 5 or 6 drops in there, and I'm going to drink that in a little bit because it kills it. And I tell you, once you drink that, the fever going to come down instant. I know because I've experienced it. It's going to come down instant. But thank you for that talk.
Could you sound that for me, please?
Go ahead, Apostle, sorry, because she ain't getting my accent, I guess. You spoke to Apostle.
It's all, no, I understood you, but. All right, Sister Anna, listen to me. You got that? O-R-E.
Uh-huh.
O-R-E-G-A-N-O-L.
G or D?
G. G is in George.
Okay.
George or God, yes.
G is in George or God.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Make sure you get it today. And start on it.
Yeah.
Probably didn't cost you a little bit of money, not that much.
Yeah, it's not too much. I bought it from Amazon it with the blue label. And when I felt scratchy, I felt a little like something was coming on, I put it under my tongue. And I'm telling you, it instantly went away. That scratchy throat, I mean, it just went away. And I took some pineapples. I ate a lot of pineapple. Because that pineapple has that vitamin in it that you need. Vitamin D3, 5,000. D3, 5,000. That's what they gave the president. And zinc, you need some zinc, V-I-N-C, D3, 5,000. And vitamin C, lots of vitamin C, lots of juice. And lots of vitamin supplements.
And it's a new
shift. I don't know. Somebody else said something?
That was me. I said
that. That was
okay,
Bishop.
Apostle. Okay.
Yes.
I'm going to hang up this line. He's put Chapter on his line. Take him off mute. I'm going to hang this
okay.
line up.
He's not on mute. He's on.
He's on. Okay. Okay. I'm hanging up this line. Apostle Millie, I think Apostle Millie hung up already. Apostle Millie had
mm-hmm. Yeah. I heard Deacon on there. She's busy too. But there's another thing that you can get, but you only want to use very little. I was listening to a doctor last night, and this the pharmaceuticals don't want you to use it, and it kills, instantly destroys the SARS virus, all different types of SARS virus, because SARS is a family of viruses. It's not just one virus. It's a family of viruses. And I'll tell you what the name, because I wrote it down. This is on Amazon too, because I looked up the name on Amazon. And this, when this doctor was saying that he's used this to heal thousands of people already, he said, but the pharmaceuticals had to shut it down because it don't cost but $6. But the AIDS virus is a multi-billion dollar business. This herb that they're using is called, I don't know how you pronounce that, I'll spell it, MOXIDECTIN. And they've been using this for quite some time now. And this has healed all types of diseases. But pharmaceutical has them to shut it down. Okay? Has CDC shut it down because it only costs like $6. It only costs like $6. But it was healing this guy. This doctor said he got record of thousands of people that's been healed from this herb. And it's made in a capsule form. And it's on Amazon. You can see it on Amazon because I put it in last night to see if I could find it. And he said, but the pharmaceuticals shut it down because the medicine that they have, like this vaccine, is a multi-billion-dollar business. A lot of people don't know that. And that's why you see that they have all these contracts, and the governmental officers are getting kickbacks from the pharmaceuticals. You understand? You got to understand that. So this, like I said, is MOXIDECTIN. And if you put it on Amazon, it'll come up right on the page. And you don't have to use but a beer, a little bit. Just a couple of grams, and that's it. And you start seeing evidence of recovery. Well, the line is open. Anyone wants to share? If you don't, you're going to ask Bishop to go ahead and pray and close us out. Anyone else want to share? Respond.
Ask him that again.
Apostle Moxidexin?
Yes. MOXIDECTIN. You'll see it on Amazon. But I was listening to the doctor last night. Two doctors was on. And I've listened to two of them talk about that last day for maybe about an hour and 15 minutes. I said, wow. You know how wicked these people are, these pharmaceutical people. They're wicked people. And the doctor was saying how they make these diseases to make money. You know, they pay to make these. It's crazy that the pharmaceutical pay doctors, scientists, to make disease so they can make money. They don't care nothing about your life.
And he said that he got, and said he had a whole big folder. He said, I got all these people here that we have prescribed this medication to. He called it medication. He said, but it really is an herb. He says, in capsule form, he said, and the first thing that we're using it on is horses for horse disease. And then they tried it on humans because it killed all types of bacteria in horses. Because, you know, in a lot of countries, they use the horse meat. They use horse, when horse died, they use the horse meat to feed the people. You know that. So he says, and if the horse had disease, they can't feed the people. I mean, a lot of countries eat horse. They even put horse meat in cans and stuff like that. But so he said that, so they use it on horses first, and it was killing all the different bacteria in the horses. So I said, well, if they can kill the bacteria in the horses, why don't we try this on this AIDS virus? He said, as soon as they put that thing on the AIDS virus, it just curl up and die. So he said that, yes, they have healed thousands of people. He said, in the pharmaceutical, the people know that. He said, they know. He says, they know that it's a cure for many viruses and diseases, but it don't make them no any money. It don't make them any money. You understand? It don't make the pharmaceutical people any money. So they shut it down. So doctors can't prescribe it. But you can get it on Amazon. Well, if nobody's have a word they want to share, Pastor, you can go ahead and pray and close this out. Tomorrow evening, I'll be on the line with you guys tomorrow. I don't know who bringing the word tomorrow, but I am going to the doctor tomorrow. I got to see my heart specialist tomorrow. He just wanted to make money. Ain't nothing wrong with my heart. My wife told me, why don't you cancel it? I said, well, he said to me, why don't I cancel the call? I said, well, I said, I don't. He just called me. I just got to pay one. A deductible. Mm-hmm. You know? So I paid a deductible. Let me just look at the heart.
All
you know,
is well.
You know?
All is well.
Yes. Thank you, Doc. Thank you, Apostle. Yeah. I believe so. But my wife, she don't want me to go because she said, well, you ain't got no problems. You're doing all right. I said, well, that's all right, honey. I'll still go let him check. Just let him look.
That's
at
right.
I said, because
that's
you
want to
call $45. So,
mm-hmm.
So just let me know who is bringing the word, if you're going to bring the word tomorrow or possibly, you know, if you all done already, I'll bring a word. It don't matter. All right.
It'll be one of us. With us.
Okay. All right.
I don't know. I think she's with her niece. I think she's doing some things with her niece. It'll probably be me. I'm not sure.
Let Bishop go ahead and pray and close out because nobody is saying anything.
All right.
And we'll talk later.
Right.
Bishop, go ahead and pray. Close us out.
He's going to go. Hallelujah. Hey, Bishop. Close out.
Okay.
Yeah, baby.
Okay. Hold
thank
on.
You, Apostle. We'll talk to you later.
Yes, 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 my sister. Thank you, Apostle. Thank you. If you talk to Darren, give him my love.
Which I will.
Thank you.
Thank everyone for listening to the message today. I want to bless each and everyone who did so, and their families, and all our Black Talk Radio families and friends. Hallelujah. So may the strength of God sustain us, the power of God preserve us, the hand of God protect us, may the way of God direct us, may the love of God go with us from this evermore. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Bishop, thank you so much. You all have a blessed, peaceful day. And as the word says, rest in the Lord. Okay?
Praise the Lord. Thank you.
Yes.
You too, Father.
Thank you. Thank you, Bishop. Thank you, Father. God bless you. Bye-bye.
and she steps out the room.